of Government Accountability Institute, Peter Schweitzer. Peter, nice to see you this morning.
Good morning.
You think it's a mistake to separate out these stories, break out the Clinton cash machine from the email server and what the FBI is looking into. Why?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, people want to say, okay, you've got this email scandal and then you've got the Clinton Foundation scandal. But the bottom line is, why did they set up this private server? Why did they need a private means of communication that you could not access through the Freedom of Information Act? And the reason is you needed this server to communicate about the flow of money, the pay to play related to the Clinton Foundation. So I don't think you can separate the two. I think it's all together and part of what I called in the book, the Clinton blur, their tendency to blur everything together, government service, money making, philanthropy, etc.
Yeah, you've written the book, Clinton Cash. You know a lot more than most of us about everything that's gone on with the Clintons over the past few years. What do you think is going on behind closed doors right now with Hillary Clinton and her campaign with this news that broke just 11 days before this election? They did not see this coming. None of us saw this coming. What do you think they're saying behind closed doors right now?
Well, I think there's a lot of panic. I think there's a lot of finger pointing. If you look at the Podesta emails and track them, when the email story broke last year, there was a lot of complaining by the campaign people. Why didn't we know about it? Why was this not taken care of? The other thing you have to factor in is Uma Abedin. Uma Abedin apparently is stepping away from the campaign. Mm-hmm. She's in isolation. If you go look back at the interviews that were done by the FBI in the original email investigation, there's some very, very stunning quotes there from Department of State security personnel who are describing how Uma Abedin makes an enormous number of decisions related to diplomatic factors and others. And to quote one of the security personnel, they had never seen a Secretary of State that dependent on a staff member. So if Uma is stepping away from the campaign, you wonder who's going to fill that role for Hillary Clinton.
Right. As Ed Klein was talking about yesterday, she's never beyond 3 feet with Hillary Clinton.
We see that in all the
photos. Yeah, they're right next to each other, arm in arm. So what do you expect? You know, obviously he reopens or James Comey says this message to Congress. We're going to be looking into these emails. What do you expect to find? Does anything stand out to you that you knowing the Clintons as well as you do and all of the cover up and all of the mystery and the intrigue surrounding this past? What do you expect to see in these emails?
Well, I think we first of all have to realize that as Tom Fuentes, the former assistant FBI director, just said recently, there is an ongoing Clinton Foundation investigation as well. I think what we're going to see in these emails, if anybody's expecting an email that says, we'll do this if you do that, the Clintons just don't roll that way. They're smart lawyers. I do think what we're probably going to find is more classified information and maybe, just maybe, remember, the reason the FBI said they couldn't prosecute Hillary Clinton was because they couldn't prove intentionality.
Right.
Of course, that's been in dispute. But maybe, just maybe, in these emails, there is intentionality.
That's a great point. All right, we're going to leave it there. Peter Schweitzer, always good to see you.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
All right, we are three.